gas man, lady.
Oh, sure, Mr. Gas Man. I ain't got no money today.
Very sorry, lady, but I have orders to cut your gas off today.
Not today, Mr. Gas Man, surely. How could you treat a poor gal so cruel? Mr. Gas Man, please don't turn my gas off today.
Oh, yes, pretty mama. I know money to pay.
But the wind is blowing and the snow begins to fall. Have a heart, man, have a heart.
That'll get you wood chopper to back up in your soul.
But Mr. Gas Man, this cold wind surely will give me a chill.
You better go to the doctor, get you a CC.
I ain't got no money.
That's funny.
Mr. Gas Man, come into my parlor. I want to ask you to close the door.
I've been in pretty mama, and I won't be back no more.
If you come in this time, you'll come back some more. Mr. Gas Man, will you please call around after dawn?
If I call around, pretty mama, will you let me
park? If my kid man don't happen to be here, you may park. Are you coming in, Mr. Gas Man? I want to tell you something right quick.
Quit arguing, woman. Gas Man got nothing that he wants fixed.
Now listen here, man. I want to get you early.
I can't help it, woman. Gas Man got no jelly roll.
I know you ain't got no jelly roll, but your loving mama's got all that jelly roll, and it's got sugar in between it, too. Mr. Gas Man, you got that old hot bankroll right over there in your tank, and I want some of it, too.
I can't help it, pretty mama. The Gas Man don't take no chance.
It won't be a chance here, brother. I'm telling you.
Here's a new dance that's a ghastly sight. It's bound to give you quite a fright. So pay attention, I'll show you while the moon is still bright. And we can do it at the Undertaker's ball tonight.
Right, but Bill, how can we learn it on such short notice?
It's easy, you ghoul, and it's called the rigor mortis.
Rigor mortis.
It's the unliving dead.
Rigor mortis.
It's the new dance.
Rigor mortis.
Don't lose your head.
Rigor mortis.
You might wind up dead. At the Undertaker's party in the Great Diggers Union Hall, all the mummies in their rags were having an unnatural ball, digging for the mortician and his embalming four, while the zombies and the vampires screamed for more blood. That
rigor mortis.
It's the unliving age. It's the new dance trend.
Rigor mortis.
Don't lose your head.
Rigor mortis.
You might wind up dead. It's similar to the jerk, but not quite the same. Open up my casket and let me explain. All the stiffs are doing it, and you can too. Just tighten up your muscles till your face turns blue. Hold out your arms and wiggle your wrists. Howl like a werewolf, pound your chest with your fists.
Rigor mortis.
It's the unliving dead.
Rigor mortis.
It's a new dance trend.
Rigor mortis.
Don't lose your head.
Rigor mortis.
You might wind up dead.
Rigor mortis.
Quasimodo, you idiot, stop pulling on my coat.
Rigor mortis.
Or else I'll dissect you and I'll start with your throat. I detest violence, but in your case, I'll make an incision. Or two. Or three. Be true to your goal.
Eat the sky. Don't you come back no more.
Thank you. Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love she wanted you to wait? Well,
hey,
let me tell you a story of my situation.
Hey,
I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short mini skirt. I just got on stage dripping, pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions, see if you're 100 proof. I asked her her name, she said blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants
and a very big bra.
I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said, I was very amused. I started throwing bass, she started throwing back Miss Rain. But when I swung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend.
You got what I need, but you say he's just a friend, but you say he's just a friend. Oh baby, you got what I need, but you say he's just a friend, but you say he's just a friend.
So we took my blah's word for it at this time. I thought, having a friend, could it be no crime? Cause I got friends, and that's a fact. Like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack. But forget about that, let's go into the story. About a girl named blah, 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 that adored me. So we started talking, getting familiar, spending a lot of time so that we could build a relationship or some understanding. How it's gonna be in the future, we was planning. Everything sounded so dandy and sweet. I had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established, everything was clear. The tour was over and she went back to sleep. I called every day to see how she was doing. Every time I called, it seemed like something was brewing. I called on my dime, picked up and called again. Hey yo, who was that? Oh, it's just a friend.
Oh no. Oh baby, you got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend.
Want any kind of subscription to a magazine? Give you a potato? Mask of some sort? I love you.
So I came to her college on a surprise visit to see my girl that was so exquisite. It was a school day. I knew she was there. The first semester of the school year. I went to the gate to ask where was her dorm. This guy made me fill out a visitor's form. So I did, and I was on my way to see my baby girl, I was happy to say. I rolled up to her dormitory. Yo, could you tell me where is door 3? He told me where it was, and for the moment I didn't know that I was in for such an event. I went to her room, I opened the door. Oh, snap! Guess what I saw? A fella tongue kissing my girl in the mouth. I was so in shock, my heart went down.
You got what I need, but you say he's just a friend, but you say he's just a friend. Oh baby, you got what I need, but you say he's just a friend, but you say he's just a friend.
Girl.
girlfriend got the butt. Tell her to shake it, shake it, shake that healthy butt. Baby got back, baby got back, baby got back, baby got
How do you do, fellow kids? Chuckle up. It's the Cheek and Tongues Radio Show. Thank you for joining us this week. It is an exciting episode of Rando-A-Rama-Ding-Dong. Yeah, should be a good show. Actually, I know it will be a good show because I put it together. Barno from Akron, Ohio. Live every Monday from 8 till 9 on WFMU's Sheena's Jungle Room. So, we just heard Richard Cheese with his cover of Baby Got Back. And before that, Tally Hall with Just a Friend. Of course, the diabolical Biz Markie's song. And next week, as our guests on the show, we'll have Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack to talk about what it was like to be a friend of Bismarck. No, I'm lying, but wouldn't that be something? Like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack. Track those guys down. Find out what it was like to be immortalized in a Bismarcky tune. Let's keep rolling with some more Chicken Tongues.
I'm not modeling anymore for the two of you. Well, I guess I just have my first taste of the filthy side of this business. Modeling just sucks. Modeling just sucks. Modeling just sucks. Modeling just sucks.
Fires and hell, I come correct, protect the party with the field of force, whether it's journeys or turnings, it curse kings and courts, I put down your missiles and your pistol precursors. I'm a mercenary, adversary, sorcerer. a setback, so you better get back. Put a jinx on your jetpack. I'm an arcane pain and say my sanity's waning. My presence is a pleasure to give your essence a draining. I'm not complaining, but I'm gaining. Better pick up the pace. I warcraft for laughs, put my staff in your face. You want proof? I'll say suits over amulets and talismans. What's your battle plan? Just pass me the challenge.
I'm a fucking wizard. I will fuck up your shit. Put the meat in every page and you just wrote up a hit. I'm a graph paper guy when I'm lodging, I'm lit. Better check your behavior. I'm the savior favorite. I'm a fucking wizard. To make me wiggle my
Dracula had supper just with me in his castle by the sea. There was a monster on my right.
I will repel the attempt. Every odd that you project, I will reject and reset. I'll put a hex upon your heart. A science, your alliance. I'll charge the troop and graze your group. Your stupid show defiance. Not venereal, but ethereal. I will voyage and vanquish. An antagonistic mystic that leaves thieves in anguish. Whether it's a warrior, a merit, or a druid, or a cleric, I will clean up with my team up. That is simply Homeric. No matter what the mission, all adventures are elementary. Less than lethal, I'll call equals. Been my centuries for centuries.
I'm a fucking wizard. I will fuck up your shit. Put the meat in every page and you just wrote up a hit. I'm a graph paper guy when I'm lodging, I'm lit. Better check your behavior. I'm the savior favorite. I'm a fucking wizard. To make me wiggle my fingers, I will leave you with the lesson. When you question the lingers, don't make me wrinkle my nose, twinkle my toes. I'm surrounded by sparks, but I will fuck up all foes. I'm a wizard. I'm a fucking wizard. Your shit. Put the meat in every page and you just wrote up a hit. I'm a graph paper guy when I'm lodging, I'm lit. Better check your behavior. I'm the savior favorite. I'm a fucking wizard. To make me wiggle my fingers, I will leave you with the lesson. When you question the language, you don't make me wrinkle my nose, twinkle my toes. I'm surrounded by sparks, but I will fuck up all foes. I'm a wizard.
That's right, you knows what I'm saying. Your mother's offered me the goods, I'm not paying. It started as a laugh, as a bit of a joke. Something funny to say when I was having a smoke. I first heard off this bloke, this fucking rumour going round. Your mother's reputation, it's not sound. She's saving up her pennies, hoping they turn into pounds. So have an operation, swap her gender round. It's a shock to me and it's a shock to you. Your mother's got a beard, sandals and a penis too. It don't look right, see when she's walking down the street. To see a ball bag jimmy to the beat of her feet, I said. Your mother's got a penis. Your mother's got a penis. Your mother's got a penis. That's right, your mother's got a penis.
In internet rooms and computer mainframes, there's loads of females, but your mother's blue veins. Not the ones in her legs or the backs of her arms, but the ones in the member hidden in her gown. She walks around proud with a short dress on, which sometimes exposes the tip of her dong. Often it's dripping, sometimes it's dry. No matter when I see her, there's a tear in my eye. I thought I had to tell you how to put it in a letter, but I thought, fuck that, to write a song is much better. The only way to do it, to really let you know, I can prove it cause I gave it a blow. It was purely accidental cause she got me really drunk. And she made me kiss her elephant trunk. You know why? That's right. Your mother got a penis.
Your mother's got a penis. Your mother's got a penis. Your mother's got a penis. That's right. Your mother's got a penis. 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 That's right. Your mother's got a penis.
When she walks down the street, then she walks like John Wayne. I just seen her pissy standing up again. Don't make no sense when you see her here and there. She got a cock of balls, a real pubic hair, and a single eye that sometimes weeps. And she's lying on the bed, then she rubs it on the sheets or up against the door or the back of your neck. If your mother's around, then you make the double check. I hate to tell you, with all due respect, take your mother to the doctor's cause her front bum's wrecked. You know why?
Your mother's got a penis. 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 That's right. Your mother's got a penis. 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 That's right. Your mother's got a penis.
For the 18th week running UK rap group, the GLC holds the number one position of the US Billboard chart with another smash hit, Your Mother's Got a Penis.
Come here, boys! Seen a woman with a cock before? Come here! Come on, look at it! Bouncing up and down and sticking in you! Come here! A woman with a cock, tidy!
Yeah, it's the truth, man. His mother have actually got a penis.
Even like a G, yes, even like a G, yes, even like a G, even like a G, yes, even like a G, 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 yes. bitch, moving like a G, bitch, moving like a G, moving like a G, bitch, moving like you feel like a G, moving like a G, moving like you feel like a G, moving like a G, moving like a G, bitch, moving like a G, bitch, moving like a G, moving like a G, bitch, moving like you feel like a G, moving like a G, moving like you feel like a G, moving like a G, moving like you feel like a G, moving like a G.
Yo, I queefed in the morning and I queefed in the night. I went to Benihana and I queefed on sight. I queefed in the trap, queefed in the trap. People at the club stare when I'm queefing like that. I don't give a fuck, man, all up on a bus, man. Queefing like trouble, but the bass is turned up, green man. Don't stop believing, so I can hit an L while these white girls singing. I queef on the B train, queef on the E train. Chillin' at Nassau, waiting for the G train. 80 minutes later, waiting for the G train. 90 minutes later, waiting for the G train.
Like Marilyn Manson. Let's go trick-or-treating dressed up like Marilyn Manson. Let's go trick-or-treating dressed up like Marilyn Manson.
Snatch up all the kitties and then hold them all for ransom.
Everyone today suffers from the short attention. Everyone today suffers from a lack of interest.
Let's go trick-or-treating dressed up like Marilyn Manson. Let's go trick-or-treating dressed up like Marilyn Manson. Let's go trick-or-treating dressed up like Marilyn Manson. Snatch up all the kitties and then hold them all for ransom.
Everyone today is a drug-crazed maniac. Pop and Sudafed to calm the effects of the Prozac. Everyone in the world is a squeamish psychoactive.
Let's go trick-or-treating dressed up like Marilyn Manson. Let's go trick-or-treating dressed up like Marilyn Manson. Let's go trick-or-treating dressed up like Marilyn Manson. Snatch up all the kitties and then hold them all for ransom. Snatch up all the kitties and then hold them all for ransom. Snatch up all the kitties and hold them all for ransom. Snatch up all the kitties and hold them all for ransom.
Everyone today suffers from the short attention. Everyone today suffers from a lack of interest.
trick-or-treating dressed up like Marilyn Manson. Let's go trick-or-treating dressed up like Marilyn Manson. Let's go trick-or-treating dressed up like Marilyn Manson. Snatch up all the kitties and then hold them all for ransom. Let's go trick-or-treating dressed up like Marilyn Manson. Let's go trick-or-treating dressed up like Marilyn Manson. Let's go trick-or-treating like Marilyn Manson. Snatch up all the kitties and then hold them all for ransom. Snatch up all the kitties and then hold them all for ransom. Snatch up all the kitties and then hold them all for ransom. Snatch up all the kitties and then hold them all for ransom.
Chuckle up! You're listening to the Cheek and Tongues radio show with Barno, bringing you earfuls of humorous music every Monday night at 8 o'clock. And you know that because you're listening to this. How exciting to have listeners. This is show episode 150. Wow. Crazy stuff. Once you start a habit, you can't break it. I don't plan on breaking this one anytime soon. Who else would bring you Kitties by Self or Queef by Awkwafina? That track is a banger. That's the track I used to test out new bass equipment. True story. It's the one I always bring out. Goldie Looking Chain with Your Mother's Got a Penis. MC Chris with I'm a Fucking Wizard. And we started the set with The Handsome Boy Modeling School and Modeling Sucks. So, I don't have any fun stories to tell you this week. I've been so focused on work and skateboarding. DJ Kratoven and I did go skateboarding yesterday. That was fun. We went skateboarding a couple times this last week. It was fun. But other than that, I've been heads down. Got a lot going on. And that's good. Let's keep the show rolling with some Anthrax.
I'll get it the next time. I mean it.
Charlie beats the beats, the beats to beat.
The only thing haunts the smell of my feet.
So listen, I'll watch you fight it.
Disco train, the lizard or taker.
Chair.
Damn. Mom, man, y'all.
What's the beat?
I'm on your case, I'm in your face. Kick you and your father back and fight. Step up, sucker, understand. Don't you know that?
I'm the man. I'm the man. I'm so bad, I should be the captain. I'm the man.
Sleeping late.
They drink the drinks, the drinks they drag. They cut their crack, they offer joint. We don't do drugs, do you get off?
Meaning?
Point out, point out the beat.
I'm on your case, I'm in your face. Kick you and your father back and play. Step up, sucker, understand. Don't you know?
I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm bad. I'm so bad, I should be the dungeon. I'm the man.
Sexual organ located in the lower abdominal area.
No, man, it's dick.
Face.
Toilet paper.
Yo, watch the beat.
Yeah.
I'm on your case. I'm in your face. Kick you and your father back and fight. Step up, sucker. Understand? Don't you know?
I'm the man!
Sun,
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 sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun, sun
I'm so bad. It's a crime.
Hey, gang.
Ow!
Billy built a robot in his parents' garage because he had a list of problems that he needed to solve. He said, I'm sick of the hills, Laguna Beach is fake and whack. Let's party like it's 96 and bring the horn section back. Back before Gwen Stefani started rapping with Pharrell, gas cost 115 and Goldfinger could sell. When reality TV wasn't scripted or contrived, the brass was fat and bumping and the beats were all played live. See, Billy was obsessed with third wave ska. The Mighty Boston's real big fish. Listen, Jake, he's seen them all.
Anything you want, I bet I probably got it. Cause I got an awful.
Four and three and two and one.
I got a lot, I got a lot of pockets. And in my pockets, I got a lot of objects. Anything you want, I bet I probably got it. Cause I got an awful lot in my pockets. I got a lot, I got a lot of pockets. And in my pockets, I got a lot of objects. Maybe I'm a hoarder or whatever you call it, but yeah, I got a lot of stuff in my pockets. What I'm always telling you, BKW, phone keys, wallet, Lana, BKW. I'm running through an inventory of my pockets. Phone keys, wallet, wallet, keys, phone, wallet, got it. Check them off the list and see what we missed. Got a cool mint spritzer in a Listerine mist. Next to a chapstick, flavor original. Four black rubber gloves, I ain't even kidding y'all. I got a handkerchief and half a pack of chiclets. A gold adapter and some old raffle tickets. 11 ultralights left in a pack of Fresh Bic lighter. What color is it? Black, duh. A paperclip, a Dwayne Reed receipt. Apple earbuds and a couple of beats. A fine point rollerball, a notebook too. In which I wrote these lyrics and drew pictures of dicks. I got a lot, I got a lot of pockets. And in my pockets I got a lot of objects. Anything you want, I bet I probably got it. Cause I got an awful lot in my pockets. I got a lot, I got a lot of pockets. And in my pockets I got a lot of objects. Maybe I'm a hoarder or whatever you call it, but yeah, I got a lot of stuff in my pockets. And if it gets intense, I got a leather collar. I got 50 cents and $47. A lucky talisman, a foot from a rabbit's son. Half a dozen bullets, so I never really had a gun. A cookie fortune with a sick prediction. 60 doses each of my 6 prescriptions. A macaroni poster that a little kid made. A switchblade phone, also got a switchblade. A broken bracelet that states I'm living fabulous. A room key card from the Hyatt Minneapolis. I have a hammer, I got a power sander and a mint condition 82 Cobra Commander. I got power chargers and batteries for days. Talking 9 volts, D cells, triple double A's, and an accurate schematic for a nuclear bomb. And an autographed photograph of me and your mom. Whoops. I got a lot, I got a lot of pockets. And in my pockets I got a lot of objects. Anything you want, I bet I probably got it. Cause I got an awful lot in my pockets. I got a lot, I got a lot of pockets. And in my pockets I got a lot of objects. Maybe I'm a hoarder or whatever you call it, but I got a lot of stuff in my pockets. Pockets, pockets. I got a lot of pockets.
I got a lot,
got a lot. Pockets,
pockets,
got a lot,
got a lot,
got a lot of dicks. Pockets,
pockets,
got a lot,
got a lot of pockets,
got a lot of pockets,
got a lot of
your mom. I got some coasters and coke mirrors and frisbees. Every CD every local band ever gives me. I got a sailboat, it's got a missing rudder. Got a loaf of bread, container of milk and butter. An untouched 35mm print of Star Wars. A peanut butter cup, a couple of car doors. From a DeLorean, a portrait of Dorian. I got a bunch of live goddamn scorpions. I got a mannequin and a jack-o'-lantern. A bottle of Pinot and a glass decanter. I got bed bugs, a slug bug, and a pair of pliers. I got earplugs, a butt plug, and wearing a wire. A full set of horseshoes and a pony bridle. A nice sculpture of a moose on a motorcycle. The Mona Lisa crafted in ceramic beads. Got a pepperoni pizza and a bag of weed.
Hello, boys and girls. My name is Fat Lip. And this is my friend, Sammy the Salmon. Today, we're going to teach you some fun facts about salmon and a brand new dance. dancing like a fish while he's doing the snap. But the more I kept winning, the more they were feeling it. And then I heard some bitch just say, yo, that man is killing it. By the end of the night, everyone was on my team. Salmon dance. What do you say? All right. Who's hungry?
Baby. letter E. Mm-hmm. You say E. Mm-hmm. I say E, and then you go, and then you kind of gasp. You put the three together, E, like that. And then you do I. See, and E, I'll do it real slow.
What did you think of that? Wow, what a set. That was crazy. That was the Evolution Control Committee with Hillbilly Beatboxing. Classic Evolution Control Committee. Neil Cicierga with Just a Baby. The Chemical Brothers with the Salmon Dance. Schaefer the Dark Lord and Pockets. This Gigantic Robot Kills by MC Lars. With an introduction by Wesley Willis himself. We started the set with Anthrax and I'm the Man. Oh yeah, takes me back to my old kick skateboarding days. Yeah, so I was like, oh, I don't have anything exciting to say. I guess I do. I've forgotten, but with so much going on this week, I'll be attending a conference in Toronto and then heading home so that Mrs. Barno and I can take off to visit Marshall Fisher, who we had on the show back in January with the Blame Marshall Fisher episode. And we'll be visiting the City of Brotherly Love, Philadelphia, for a Milkmen show. Yay! So we'll get to see our friends, the Dead Milkmen, this weekend. That's exciting. Should be a good time. Then the following week, we have Soul Coughing coming up. That will be fun, too. I haven't seen them since 1996. All right. Good times, good times. You know what else are good times? De La Soul.
Please listen to the simple De La style I'm gonna sing. It's strongly directed to all the misery you're bringing. Now, I'm not all about dissing someone else's personnel, but there's no quota on your odor.
That's right, you smell.
You might feel a little embarrassed. Don't take it too hard. And don't make it worse by covering it up with some
right guard.
Before you even put on your silk shirt and fat go rope, just take your big ass to the bathroom and please use a
little ass.
Okay, so let's start with this. What's your name?
Q-Tip.
Where are you going? Who are you going with?
It's me, Ali Chinese.
Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. I gotta get it. I got to get it. I left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. My wallet in El Segundo. I gotta get it. My mother went away for a month long trip. Hunting some friends on an ocean liner ship. She made a big mistake by leaving me home. I had to roam, so I picked up the phone. Got Ali up to see what was going down. Told him I'd pick him up so we could drive around. Took the Dodge Dart, a 74. My mother left the yard, but I needed one more. Shahid had me covered with 100 greenbacks. So we left Brooklyn and we made big tracks. Drove down the belt, got on the conduit. Came to a toll, we paid and went through it. Had no destination, we was on a quest. Ali laid in the back so he can get rest. Drove down the road for 2 days and a half. The sun had just risen on a dusty path. Just then a figure had caught my eye. A mirror for Sombrero who was 4 feet high. I pulled over to ask where he was at. His index finger, he tipped off his hat. El Segundo, he said, my name is Pedro. If you need directions, I'll tell you pronto. Need a civilization, some sort of reservation. He said a mile south, there's a fast food station. Thanks to you as I started the motor. Ali said,
damn, Tim, what did you drive so far for? Well, describe to me what the wallet looks like.
Anyway, a gas station we passed. We got gas and went on to get grub. It was a nice little pub in the middle of nowhere. Anywhere would have been better. I ordered enchiladas and I ate them. Ali had the fruit punch. When we finished, we thought for ways to get back. I had a hunch. Ali said, pay for lunch. So I did it. Pulled out the wallet and I saw this wicked, beautiful lady. She was a waitress there. Put the wallet down and stared and stared to put me back into reality. Here's Shahid.
Yo, Tip, man, you got what you need?
I checked for keys and started to step. What do you know? My wallet, I forget.
Yo, it was a brown wallet. Had props numbers. Had my Jimmy hats. I gotta get it, man.
Lord have mercy. The heat got hotter. Ali starts to
our thoughts were scattered. Breaking on out, we was northeast bound. Jetting on down at the speed of sound. 3 days coming and three more going. We get back and there was no slack. 490 Madison, we're here, Shy. He said, all right, ship, see you tomorrow. Thinking about the past week, the last week. Hands go in my pocket, I can't speak. Hop in the car and torpedo to the shack. The Shaheed, we gotta go back. When he said why, I said we gotta go. Cause I left my wallet in El Segundo. Yeah, I left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. I gotta get it, I got to get it. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Come on, let's go. Come on, let's go. Come on, let's go.
Andele, andele. Gracias. Got a tomatoes. El coco. And eat some jalapeno chips. More bacon than the pan can handle.
Emperors and salamanders.
More bacon than the pan can handle.
Nuggets and hilly drums of gold.
More bacon than the pan can handle.
Barty games and the ocean liners.
More bacon than the pan can handle. Utility man.
Pourquoi?
Utility man.
Pourquoi?
Utility man.
Pourquoi?
Utility man.
Steak to grease and the ginger root.
More bacon than the pan can handle.
Motionless in circumstances.
More bacon than the pan can handle.
Overland in the eastern most of gold.
More bacon than the pan can handle.
Hoop skirts and the bubbly strangers.
More bacon than the pan can handle. Utility man.
Pourquoi?
Utility man.
Pourquoi?
Utility man.
Pourquoi?
Utility man.
There's a little gift to it. There's a little gift to it. There's a little gift to it. There's a little gift to it.
Utility man. Utility man. Utility man. More bacon than the pan can handle.
Better the devil you know. Better the devil you know.
Catfish, dogfish, batfish, hogfish, jackfish, jawfish, flatfish, crawfish, bluegill, green grill, arrowtooth eel, killifish, billfish, head eel, sunfish, moonfish, lungfish, bluefish, ghostfish, goatfish, orcfish, goldfish, pilotfish, let them drive the bus. Humu, humu, nuku, nuku, apawa.
All good things must come to an end, and so does the Cheek and Tongue Show for Monday, April 14th, 2025. Thank you for joining us. If you want to know who we were listening to, well, let me tell you real quick. That would be Grace or Something with Fish Rap. Psycho Killer by the Coneheads. More Bacon Than the Pan Can Handle by Mike Doty. Eggs by the Trachtenberg Family Slideshow Players. A Tribe Called Quest with I Left My Wallet in El Segundo. And we started the set with De La Soul and A Little Bit of Soap. Thank you, thank you. It was another fun week of cheeky music on the Cheek and Tongues Radio Show. On WFMU's Sheena's Jungle Room. Stick around for some deep stories, some deep radio theater with Austin Rich and Dime Store Radio Theater. Have a cheeky weeky!
Meanwhile, Sheena's Jungle Room and Mid-Valley Mutations proudly present Dime Store Radio Theater. Our first installment this week, that rascally raconteur, Richard Diamond, with that singing sensation, Dick Powell himself. In this week's story, the Gene Cooper murder case.
Now, Dick Powell as Richard Diamond, private detective.
Hello there, this is Diamond. You know, there are a lot of people in a big city like this, good ones and bad ones. They walk down Broadway and rub elbows and you can't tell them apart. Why can't you? Because a lot of them were poured out of the same mold, brought up in the middle of garbage cans and gang wars, weaned on the smell of slums and conditioned to the taste of dirt and a kick in the ribs. By the time they get old enough to raise their fist, they're given two choices, two ways to beat the gang wars and garbage can. One guy picks himself up, shakes off the filth, and jumps over on the right side of the fence. The other guy picks himself up, too. But when he does, he raises that fist and shakes it at the whole world because he wants things the easy way. He continues to shake his fist until someone shoves a gun in it. Then he's a swaggering giant. Sometimes he climbs over with his little bag of rot and hides in the lap of society. But take away the gun and he ends up right back in the middle of the garbage cans with his face in the dirt. What about the guy on the right side of the fence? Well, you rarely ever hear of him unless he becomes president or gets mixed up with the guy on the wrong side of the fence. Like the case I bumped into a couple of days ago. It all started in Central Park.
Every day is another.
What happened? Some crook I run over. That young guy over there ran over with his car.
I came up right after it happened. He was leaning over her and crying. A little late for crying, I'd say.
Says he didn't kill her. Says someone pushed her in front of his car. Ain't that a good one?
All right, everybody back. Here comes the ambulance. Come on, you.
But I tell you, I didn't kill her. I was in love with her.
That's the last thing you should have said.
But I swear I didn't do it. I was going to meet her about a half a block up the street, and someone pushed her out in front of my car. I couldn't stop in time.
Look, I just got to write the report and take you down to the station. You can tell it to the inspector. Now look out. Here's the ambulance.
Hello, Crockett.
You're too late. The body's ready for the moor.
Ah, Central Park's turning into a graveyard. I'm going to start taking my girl someplace else.
What do you mean? Somebody else got run over in the park?
Somebody got shot full of holes. Call came in just for this one. That gangster, Chino Scarbo?
Scarbo got knocked up.
He was dough, wasn't he?
Please, officer, can't I get to a phone?
Shut up. One of the biggest gangsters in town gets rubbed out, and I gotta show up at the station with you. You know, Sonny, I'm not pleased with you at all.
Diamond Detective Agency, corpses designed with you in mind.
Rick.
Oh, hello, Helen, baby.
Where do you get all those awful slogans?
Ghost Rider. Ho-ho-ho. Get it?
Rick.
Wasn't a riot?
No, Rick. Was a bomb.
Oh. Okay, maybe this will get a yuck. Oh, here's a beaut. Are you lonely? Join the Lonely Souls Club and find your perfect soulmate. All ages. Guarantee satisfaction and money refunded. I wonder if Mighty Joe Young knows about this.
Rick, what are you talking about?
I'm reading the personals. Hey, get a load of this one. Will give ride to coast, must be young companion, pretty, easy on the eyes. Think I ought to apply, baby?
You're ridiculous.
Well, here's an odd one. Anyone witnessing unusual accident at the 72nd Street Transverse, 11 p.m. Wednesday night, when young girl was killed, called Skyler 6036. Urgent.
That's in Central Park.
Yeah, somebody's got troubles.
Mr. Diamond?
Hold it a minute, baby. Yeah, I'm Diamond. What can I do for you?
I want to hire you.
Helen.
Yes, I know. Bye.
$100 a day in expenses, sir.
That's your fee?
Yep. I like to give it to the prospective client first. If he turns green and faints, we both save a lot of time and talk. How do you feel?
About the fee? Fine.
Well, what else is bothering you?
My son is being held on a manslaughter charge.
Well, if he kills somebody, that's a job for the police.
But he didn't do it intentionally. The girl was shoved in front of his car.
That's his story.
Yes, it is. And I believe him.
Hmm? Who was the girl, and why do you think anyone would want to kill her?
Her name was Jean Cooper. My son was in love with her. Why anyone would want to kill her, I really can't say.
Uh-huh. Your name and your son's name, where he's being held?
My name is Cook, Earl Cook. My son's name is Tom. He's at the 5th Precinct Police Station.
Oh, wouldn't you know it?
I beg your pardon?
Forget it. What's your business, Mr. Cook?
Politics.
Where can I reach you?
I live at 261 Riverside Drive. My phone is scanner 6036.
Hey, wait a minute.
What's the matter?
I don't know. That phone number's familiar. Where did your son run over this girl, Mr. Cook?
The 72nd Street Transverse.
11 o'clock Wednesday night?
Well, yes. How did you know?
I read the papers. Is this your ad in the personal column?
Yes. Yes, it is. You see, the police claim there were no witnesses, but I had hopes that there might have been someone who had seen the accident.
Well, if anyone called you, let me know. Now, I'll take $100, Mr. Cook. That's a retainer in case I run into trouble and have to get buried in a hurry. I hate to strain my relatives. He wrote me out a check, and I closed the office and headed for the 5th Precinct Police Station. An automobile death isn't exactly up my alley, but if someone had pushed the girl out in front of the car, then it was murder. And that was a territory I knew my way around in. Well, well, good morning, Sergeant Otis.
Huh? Where did you come from, Shamus?
Sugar and spice and everything nice.
Huh?
That's what little boys are made of.
You're crazy. That's what little girls are made of.
Why, Sergeant, you peaked.
You want to see the lieutenant?
I think that would be lovely.
Go on, you...
Oh, Otis.
Huh?
I just had a horrible thought.
Yeah?
Wouldn't it be awful if there was a whole room full of you? Hello, Walt.
Diamond, you get out of here. Every time you wander into this office, I grow another ulcer.
Why, Walt, I'm surprised at you.
Well, you wouldn't be if you had to listen to Otis bellyaching all over the precinct 12 hours a day. Why don't you leave that poor guy alone?
Don't listen to him.
Don't listen to him? How can I help it? He screams so loud only dogs can get with it.
Have you got a boy booked here on the manslaughter charge, Tom Cook?
Yes, we have.